Great, thank you for joining us, Paulina and Adam, and I'm looking forward to what you're going to say to us and share with us today. Very brave of you to be here on the first time on this stage, probably. Oh no, actually you've been here a number of times, Paulina, when we've done interviews, but Adam, is it probably your first time on this stage?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's great. Well, we're so blessed, first of all, that you're part of our Oasis family. We love you very much. We're so glad that you're with us. And we're looking forward to what you will share with us a little bit later on. Today, we're looking at living the best life. We're going to be discussing water baptism that we've entitled New and Improved. But before we do that, I just want to give some response back to some emails that I've had. So I asked last week that if you could give me some input about how God has blessed you and helped you during this lockdown period, or something that you've learned. And I've had some responses here. I'd like to share those with you. The first one is from Howard. Thanks for your talk. I know you value listeners' thoughts, and here's mine. When I was baptized, it was first and foremost an act of obedience. I was saying that I'd accepted Jesus as my Savior, and my aim in life was to serve him. I was aware that it was a difficult road to go along, and so it has proved. I believe the key is a change of heart. Cheers, Howard. Thank you, Howard, for sending that. And that is so true. Jesus never promises us that the road would be easy. He says at times it will be hard, but nevertheless, he will be with us. But I believe that what you said here, I believe the key is a change of heart. So thanks, Howard. Second email that came in, you asked for feedback on how God has impacted us during lockdown. Here are some thoughts. I saw it as an opportunity to get deeper with God. I've been able to put a framework to this with a weekday morning worship. Come sing with me. Wow, fantastic. With Christians from around the UK and beyond. Daily devotions, courtesy of Rachel. So Rachel, another person that's a fan of you there, look, in your devotions. And also Bible in 1 year. More regular walking, more time to listen to God. I saw it as an opportunity for the church to reach many who would not normally go into a church building via the internet. What God has reinforced in me is this: he will complete the work he has started in me and every believer. Many Christians, even younger ones, are longing for Jesus' return. We can look forward to the future with confidence, secure in the Father's love and forgiveness. Thank you so much, Barry. I'm looking forward to hearing your voice when we are back in the building, when we have in-person services. I'll be looking forward to all that practice you've been having, morning worship. Come sing with me. Looking forward to hearing your worship in our building. Thank you for sharing that. And last one. Hello, I thought how the way the Holy Spirit has helped me during lockdown. The main thing has been my conscious need to ask for help by prayer every time I felt really low during this lockdown. I felt myself sinking emotionally, and each time I've prayed, I have definitely felt I've been able to then change my mindset and be more grateful and thankful. Often, once okay, it's hard to see why I get like this, but it's been like this all my life. But because I realize the Holy Spirit is a person, I seem more able to ask for help. Thank you. And so for that third email that's coming, I just want to pray for you now. I want to pray that this will be a season for you, that where you've in the past felt yourself sinking emotionally, but as you've prayed, you've definitely been able to have a change of mindset. We pray that those times will be less, where you find yourself sinking emotionally, and you'll become stronger in the name of Jesus. So we pray that this season in your life will be like no other. So thank you for those emails. I'd like you to continue to send those in so we can encourage one another. So today's baptism, and why do we have on my table a bulb with some soil, the bulb partly out of the soil, and a flower? Why have we used this as an illustration? Well, we know that Jesus died, and the earth represents his death. We know Jesus was raised again from life, and we know we'd see this as his body, the bulb coming out of the ground, and that Jesus is alive and well. This beautiful flower shows us that Jesus is not dead in a grave. He's alive and he's well, and he's still continuing to work. And for us, the soil represents us going down into the water, dying to ourselves, coming back up. And the bulb represents our life and the new life that we have now with that beautiful flower as we are producing the fruit of the Holy Spirit and life. So that's the bulb. So we're going to ask Adam. Adam, could you give us some feedback on how you came to Oasis? I know that could be a long story, but we want to keep that brief. And how you made a decision to follow Jesus. And why did you want to get baptized?
Well, my journey as a Christian started in this church about 30 years ago. Back then it was Ealing Pentecostal, I believe.
Yeah,
I used to come with my family, and eventually we left here and tried other churches. None of them felt the same. Eventually I didn't like it and stopped going completely. Only 20 years later I came back to here in a new church, new building, the same people. It felt like home. I'd come back, I'd back to the church, and I got invited to do the Alpha course. Following that, I got the opportunity to be baptised, and I couldn't say yes quick enough. I was being drawn to it, as opposed to not wanting to come. I wanted to be here. I couldn't wait.
Yeah, and I remember that time when we baptised you. Fantastic. Do you remember where it was?
It was brilliant.
Do you remember where it was? Just here, wasn't it? Yeah. And in fact, when we baptised you, one of the little children didn't realise what we were doing properly, one of the tiny ones, and got a bit upset because I thought it would hurt him because I put him under water. He was quite funny. But so tell me, there were two people you brought to that baptism in particular, wasn't there? Can you remember who they were?
One was my closest friend, Gavin.
Yeah.
And the other was Steph, who's now my fiance.
Yeah, so you proposed and...
I did, on New Year's Eve at midnight. As Big Ben chimed out at midnight, I popped the question.
Wow, right, and she obviously said yes.
She did.
That's good.
I don't know why.
I know why, because you're a great guy. You are a fantastic guy. We're really blessed, as I said. So that's good. And Steph went on the Alpha course as well, didn't she?
She did.
And yes. She's made some choices to follow Jesus herself.
She has, yeah.
Which is really, really good. So maybe Steph and Mike join us one day on the tub chairs.
She might do.
That's good. So, Paulina, over to you. Tell us a little bit about your story and why you wanted to get baptised.
I was starting to looking for God because I was feeling empty inside, and I didn't find real God in Catholic Church. My family was falling apart because my dad was an alcoholic, and I wanted to help him and help my family and myself. So I started to reading Bible, and in those time I didn't understand a lot, but every day when I was reading I discovered something new. One day I just make decision to follow God, and I ask him about help with my sin and everything, and I remember that he gave me his Holy Spirit. I just felt this. I was pretty sure because he made me free and from my sin and addiction. So I was pretty sure that was God, because I never felt something like that before. And then in some time I was trying to find some church, like Christian church. And so my cousin sent me a link to Oasis, and I came here. And I still remember that day.
Didn't you walk past though a few times and not come in?
Yeah.
You thought I'm going to go, and then you decided.
Yeah.
And then one day you did.
Yeah, I can remember that those days my parents have been here, and I was starting to talking with them about God, and especially with my mom, and she wanted to come with me here because I told her that I found some church, and but I was afraid still yet at this time. So yeah. But when I came here first time, I remember this was so beautiful day for me. It was I was feeling so loved by people and by God, and that was, I still remember that day exactly. You know, it was so exciting for me. And after some time I've been here, I just felt in my heart that I would like to have a baptism. I would like to be obedient to God, and make a decision to do it. And that was really something that I was waiting with, excited inside to this. Yeah,
and I remember you and I talking about this, and I said, okay, and we were in my office, weren't we? We were having a conversation about it, and there were some things in your life that we talked through stuff. And after you got saved, we prayed for your mom and dad.
Yeah, that's right.
And they became Christians, didn't they?
Yeah.
And you told them you were going to get baptized, and we were looking for a date where we were going to baptize you. And then your mom and dad actually became Christians, and they beat you being baptized, didn't they? They got there first.
Yeah, that's right, actually.
And so you were so patient waiting for us.
Yeah.
And that was really, really good. So, yeah, and you've been a blessing to us. And the amount of times we've prayed together and we've seen God move, done some things for your family and for you.
Yeah.
And since being baptized, you got married, didn't you, before? Then you got baptized, and now you've got a lovely little baby, beautiful little baby.
Right. She's 5 months old now.
5 months old, yeah, and she's lifting her head up, isn't she? And getting moving around. So, Paulina went to see her family at Christmas, and unfortunately, while she was away, her place was flooded. So when she came back to a flood, and she's had to move out, find some new accommodation at the moment, some temporary accommodation. But yeah, so God's really blessed you with a family, beautiful little girl, mom and dad, saved, baptized, and now you're here today again.
Yes. So. And a lot of experience through this time. Like, I know that God listening our prayers, and I really appreciate that.
And you're very precious to God, and God, you know, will answer. He does answer from heaven. And so both of you, in a sense, are fairly new Christians, walking the walk, doing the discipleship course together. You've got great days ahead for you to see God move in very powerful ways. And who knows, you might be leaders of this church one day. Who knows what God might do for you. Don't laugh, because sometimes I said to God, never, never would I be a pastor. Don't ever say to God, I'll never do that, because he has this way of saying, really? Let's see what I've got to say about this. Okay. So, Adam, what was the most important thing that stood out about your baptism?
For me, I think it would have to be the choosing to obey God and in being baptized. I wasn't doing it because I was being told this is what we do on Sundays. I was doing it because I wanted to.
Yeah.
It was my choice.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Paulina.
So for me, the most important thing in baptism was that when I came into the water, that my old life gone, died like Jesus on the cross. And when I came out from water, that like started new life, it has a symbolic meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I got from God the new clean clothes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you feel clean and new and ready to change the world.
Yeah.
So it's good. We had a question through one of our life groups about, should somebody be baptized more than once? Should somebody that has or was baptized as a child maybe doing it for to please their parents, should they now consider being baptized because they want to do it for themselves rather than because it was a choice from or being promoted or pushed from a parent? So I can identify with that, because when I grew up in church, we weren't allowed to take the bread and wine unless we were baptized. And there was an expectation in the church that at the time you were 12, 13, if you hadn't been baptized, you would be baptized. And I know my mom used to say to me, Robin, it's time for you to be baptized, and we want you to be baptized now, and then we can have communion together as a family. And that's one of the reasons that I let families choose when they have children, when they have communion. So there's no pressure to be baptized because you want to take communion. Because a lot of us want to thank the Lord and do it in remembrance of Him. But if we've been given the rules that you can't be take communion until you're baptized, it can put pressure on us. We cannot quite often want to. Well, we do want to obey our parents. We want to do what our parents ask us. And if our parents say it's time for you to be baptized, then we would do it. And the most important thing is what you said, Anna. We get baptized because we know we want to, because we're ready. We want to do it. We want to do it to please God. We want to do it because we want to show people in a public declaration that actually I'm a Christian now. I am following Jesus. This is my forever choice now. I'm not going back. And for us, it's really important that what we want to say to you is get baptized when you believe it is right. Now, we'll encourage you to be baptized, but we won't tell you, you must be baptized when you're not ready. The most important thing is your relationship with God. We've looked at our upward relationship with God, which is so, so important. When that's right, we will want to be baptized, because the Holy Spirit will work in our lives and will say, you know what, it's time now. This is your time now to be baptized. So could you be baptized a second time if that's you? What I would say to you is this is something between you and God. And if you feel that that happened to you and you weren't quite ready to be baptized, but you did it for what were good reasons but weren't necessarily the right reason, then I want to encourage you to come and talk to one of the pastors today. Come and have a word with one of the pastors, and we'll talk that through with you. We're looking to have a baptismal service soon, again in here with that same tank, hopefully, God willing. And there's some people that are listening out there now. And if you're listening out there now and you're on the chat and you're thinking about being baptized, press the heart button just once and I'll just watch that. But if you're ready to be baptized, we want to have that connection with you. You've already got the teaching, so we don't have to go through teaching with you again. We do need to have a chat with you, but the teaching video is there with all the information and you can look at that. So that's down to you today now to connect with us. And we're thinking at the moment we'll have a baptismal service the Sunday after Easter in here. And how we do that, we've still got to yet work out, but that is the plan. So if you have been baptized before and for any reason you think it wasn't right, have a conversation with us. If you feel the Holy Spirit is saying to you today to be baptized, then please connect with us as soon as possible. Now, that's one heart that's gone up, so that's great. Thank you. If there are any more, then please do that in the next few minutes. That would be great. Okay. Adam, is there anything else you'd like to say to somebody about baptism? Anything you'd like to encourage them with, or anything you'd like to add? This is your big moment, Al, before we finish. On time. The clock. We're actually on time with the clock, and the clock hasn't run out. So you've got all that time if you want to say it.
There's no way I'm going to fill all that out. If you are thinking about it, just do it. It will be the best decision you're going to make. It was for me and it will be for you.
Okay, so that's the gospel of Nike.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it, yeah.
Yeah, so just do it. Okay. Paulina?
I would say if you already make decision to follow God and you are aware of your sin and you repented, this is the best thing what you can do now to being obedience to God. And being obedient is means as well to get baptism like Jesus did, because he showed us how we should be, what we should to do. And yeah, that thing, this is the, when you are pretty sure, this is a natural way that you feel in your heart that you should do it. And yeah.
That's good. So if you're thinking of being baptized, one of the things you'll need to do is think about a testimony. We'll help you with that and talk about how Jesus changed your life, what that means for you now. Jane Dean has put a comment on, I was baptized as an infant but knew it was right for me to be baptized again when I chose to follow Jesus. It was a heart thing in obedience to him. And yeah, it's all about change of heart. This whole discipleship is about change of heart. We want to do things not because it's good, we just want experience. And part of it is, the baptism is a great experience, but we don't do it for the experience. We do it, well, just for the experience. Of course, we want the experience, but we do it because we're being obedient to God. Great. So what I'd like us to do is just focus on this this plant for a minute. Adam, would you just hold that plant for me? Hold it up. That's great. And just towards the camera, and that'd be good. And so as we focus back on that plant now, we're thinking about our own lives. We're thinking about the soil that the plant is in, which represents our old life. And we die with Jesus to our old life. And we come up out of the water, and then the bulb represents our life. And I want you for a minute just to look at the bulb with the flower. Now, you might like that flower, you might not. I think it's a very beautiful flower with lots of intricate little buds on there. There's lots of them. And for me, what that represents is each one of those flowers is unique. Each one of those petals is unique. It's uniform in some ways, but it's unique. And each petal plays a part in our life. And it's almost like that. What's being produced is something beautiful and precious. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit in our life to make us a little bit like that plant, where the fruit, if you like, or the blossom, or what comes out of our life is a real blessing to so many people and a blessing to others. When they look at us, they see something beautiful and precious. When they look at us, they see Jesus. So for a minute, just before Rachel just comes back to start to lead us in worship, I want you to imagine your life as that plant. And we're going to invite the Holy Spirit now to allow fresh buds come in our life, fresh, beautiful buds to come into our life and to be seen in us. So Holy Spirit, we invite you now as our comforter, as our friend, as one who leads us, as one who gives us the gifts, and we'll talk about that next week, the giver of good gifts into our life. We pray, Lord, that our life will be like that. That as we've died to ourselves, as we're living for you in obedience, we're just doing it, that those beautiful flowers will start to be seen in our life. And for those of us that have been baptized, we pray, Lord, and remind ourselves, we pray, Lord, that this will be a reflection of our life. So today, we ask now, Holy Spirit, would you work in our life and help us to be more like Jesus and show something beautiful and precious? Adam, would you lift that really high? Just sit there and just lift it as high as you can. Father, I pray that many, many people will see our lives and be drawn to you. Not just one or two, but we lift our life to you today and we offer our life back to you and say, Lord, let there be much, much blossom and fruit in our life. And Lord, just as you were lifted up on that cross, you will draw men to you. We pray, Lord, our lives will draw people to you. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Adam. You can pop it back on there. So, baptism in water. Next time we speak, and today you'll have baptism in the Holy Spirit. So Rachel can lead the worship. If you could put your microphones down very carefully and leave the stage. Thank you so much. If you're at home, give them a round of applause. Thank you so much. We're really, really thank you for sharing with us today. You did a fantastic job. Pastor Rachel.